All good. First, I would like to thank the chair and the secretariat for inviting us to present the work that ITC does in the dry fruit sector. Next. So ITC, who is ITC? ITC is Geneva-based. It is a joint agency between the UN and the WTO. We are about poverty reduction, but poverty reduction through the promotion of trade, and especially specialized, I mean, looking after MSMEs and around the globe. Next. Next. Thank you. Who we work with, let's say that to summarize, we work at three levels. We support ministries, we work at business support organizations, sector association level, and obviously we work at exporter level. Next. Just to give you a kind of a scope in terms of ITC, what it is about 400 staff. Some are based, most of them are based in Geneva. Some are based in the field also. And we are providing technical assistance in a little bit more than 130 countries around the world. Next. So who am I? I work at ITC for the past 12 years now. And before that, for 15 years, I was a buyer. I was a seller in the agri-food industry in Europe, mainly focused on fresh fruit and vegetable, but still working a lot with the industry. On the left-hand side, you have the company I worked for, and on the right-hand side of the slide, you have who were my customers. So I'm trying to bring this practical business experience to the work that I do, supporting exporters of dry fruits and fresh fruit and veg in the different country we work in. Next. So what do we do? Obviously, ITC is not just about dry fruits. Here, I'm just going to present to you what I do and what other colleagues do in the dry fruit sector. Basically, we are about supporting exporters for them to increase the volume they export, but also the quality of the volume they can export, about finding new markets for them, improving their competitiveness, and so on. Let me give you some example. Next. We do market study depending on the needs of the country, of the sector. We've done one on processed on dried mango in Europe and in Morocco. Dried chili for benefits of Kenyan exporters, and dried fruits also and nuts for Ukrainian exporters. We've done some market study for them. Next. We do roadmaps, so we have an ongoing roadmap now in Uzbekistan on dry fruits. This is just example of past roadmaps that we've done. We've done one on nuts for Ukraine, again, Kenya and bird's eye chili, and dried mango also. Next. Capacity building. We do a lot of capacity building for exporters. We do it online through our SME Trade Academy, where we've developed a training module on dry fruit technology. We do it on site. We've done training of trainers and training exporters back in February in Armenia for a delegation of Armenian, Uzbek, Tajik, and dry fruit processors and exporters. We do one-to-one coaching. So this is, and then on top of this is more the technical training on dry fruit technology, and then we do additional training on everything to do with market linkages. Next. Again, that's more the part where I come in terms of a previous buyer on the European market, where I train exporters on trade fair participation, the typical buyer question they are going to get, and how to answer them, sales negotiation, and so on. Next. We do promotion, we try to promote the sector, the dry fruit and nut sector, and its actors. Those who are, we've done two videos, for instance, on the net sector. Those were showcasing Ukraine exporters. We've been working on nuts and dry fruits in Ukraine for the past 6 years now. Next. Capacity building is through study tour. One of the ways that we do it is through study tour. So back in March, I was in South Africa with a delegation of Uzbek, Tajik, and Armenian dry fruit exporters to for them to showcase and to understand the whole value chain. But as Mr. Sher said, it's about value addition, and it's also about value retention in the country. So that's working towards that. Next. And then everything to do with market linkages. This is where, this is my specialty. So where we support delegation of exporters at international trade fairs, whether it's in Asia, Middle East, Europe, and now we're looking into the US market also. Next. And the market linkages, we've done it, we've adapted basically to the different ways. During COVID, everything was virtual and hybrid. This is a virtual trade fair participation for Ukrainian dry fruits and nuts exporters. That was their virtual stand. Next. And that's the same thing, but the physical stand. So next. In terms of what's next and what we have done so far, so in 2023, we facilitated through all the market linkages activities about $30 million of sales of dry fruits from our beneficiaries. And right now, we have three ongoing projects on dry fruits and nuts for Armenia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Next. Thank you for your attention.